President Bush is at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, today, where he meets with Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. They are expected to discuss the high price of oil. In the last few days, oil prices have exceeded $55 per barrel. Up to now, Saudi Arabia has been seen as one of the few countries able to quickly increase its output of oil, and the president has said he wants a straight answer from the Saudis about how soon they will reach their production capacity. Joining us now is Yusuf Ibrahim. He is a former Middle East correspondent and is now managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group in Dubai. He often helps us sort through Middle East issues. Welcome again.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
So can the Saudis really increase their output of oil at this time?
Not very quickly, and certainly not immediately. And furthermore, it will take investments on a huge scale of $50, $60 billion a day. So it's an open question whether they have the money to invest in oil infrastructure and whether they want to. After all, the Saudis like the price of $55. It's been very good for their budget.
Now, just so I understand this, the way that the oil market has sometimes been explained is that the Saudis are the ones who hold back some production capacity, keep some capacity offline, so they can increase it at a time like this. Have they already gotten up to their maximum?
That's the problem. They have been up to their maximum. They have been saying that they could pump more, but it has proven not to be correct. The bottom line is they'll have to start investing a lot of money, directing a lot of the income from the oil towards the infrastructure to boost it. And, of course, there's also a question about whether they prefer to use the money to boost the budget. After all, the welfare state in Saudi Arabia has been suffering. Hospitals are not able to give the free care that's promised. Education is deteriorated. Basically, the Saudis need the money.
Now, President Bush has also said that he wants to persuade the Saudis that it is in their interest to bring down the price of oil. That does sound a little counterintuitive, but do the Saudis have an interest in bringing down the price to avoid some kind of economic slowdown?
Well, they have an interest in not letting it go beyond where it is now, which is the sort of $55 ceiling. And if we stay with the current infrastructure and the current increasing demand from India and from China, we will see those prices float up to perhaps as high as $70. If you get there, then people who have difficult oil will start investing in getting it out, like the Canadian sands. So the Saudis have an interest in not having this reverse process happen.
Is there anything that can be done in the next couple of months, say, to bring down the price of oil a little bit?
Steve, there isn't really, because this crisis has been in the making for many years, and this century, in fact, may be the century of the new oil wars. There simply isn't enough oil around, and we have not yet discovered a serious substitute to oil to put in vehicles and to use in transportation. So for the next 4 or 5 years, the world has no alternative.
We've been speaking with Yusuf Ibrahim. He's managing director of the Dubai-based Strategic Energy Investment Group. Thanks again.
Thank you.